CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up. Got the in-laws in town.
Yes.
At the moment. And Jamie's mum, my fiancée, she pointed out this story to me at breakfast over the weekend and said, oh, you wouldn't believe it, Jamie Wincup has parted ways with his wife-to-be only days before the wedding.
Really? Days before?
But she said it to me in a way like, you better not think about doing anything like this.
Yeah, she'd look after you, I reckon.
Wouldn't she?
Days
before a wedding.
How long have they been together?
V8 supercar racer Jamie Wincup. They've been together for, I think, about 7 years.
7 years.
From what I've seen.
And engaged?
Not sure how long they've been engaged, but just days away from the wedding. And apparently it came out of nowhere. Wincup just pulled the pin. He said, that's it. I don't want to do it anymore. Wants to keep his private life private. So, you know, that's how it rolls sometimes.
We don't know for what reason.
Well, I don't know if this is a coincidence or not, but just reading the story, it said that he had his bachelor party. This is a source close to the people, apparently. Had his bachelor party. This is all alleged. I'm just going by what the news is saying. Had his bachelor party and then called it off the next day. What went down there? What could have gone down at the bachelor party?
He met Candy and they fell in love.
And now they're off to start their family together. I mean, I know our producer, Rach, was texting Jamie Wincup off the back of our interview with him, weren't you, Rach? She was sending emojis to each
other. One message.
And that's enough. That's all it takes.
She also sent a bunch of messages to everyone else we interviewed.
That's
no
right.
Sniffing around for some celebrity attention.
Were any of those emojis a love heart?
Hang on.
Can you text him?
No.
Text Jamie.
Don't text him. He's going through something horrible.
Just text Jamie and say, mate, just wanted to let you know we're here for you if you need. And if you feel like you need some counselling, come on our radio show and tell us about it.
Yeah, because I'm sure he'd write back going, oh, I've been waiting to hear from you guys. Love to come on.
Thanks, Brent Gaundy, for the... I mean, he was a nice guy when we had him on the show, wasn't
he? He was lovely.
Great guy. Really nice guy. But anyway, I mean, these things happen, don't they? I mean, they had everything planned, though. Everything. Wedding day. She just bought a dress, apparently, as well.
Oh, really?
The whole deal. Up until that point.
Because they've been together for so long.
It's a big call.
She'd be looking at a payout, I reckon.
Do you think?
Oh, for sure. And if he's called it off.
Oh, take him to the cleaners.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, I just wanted to put it out there. We might not get a call on this, but 13, 12, 16, has it ever happened? Has anyone pulled the pin just before the wedding?
We had that lady on the show once. She was trying to sell her wedding dress. Do you remember that, Producer H? Mm.
That was because he cheated, though, wasn't it? Didn't the guy cheat?
Yeah, so they had to call the wedding off.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing?
Pretty much the same thing, yeah. If anyone gets busted cheating,
she just found out.
Yeah, okay.
Before the wedding.
So I reckon, what, be rare?
I mean, if Julia Roberts is listening and she wants to call up, I mean, she was a runaway bride a couple of times. And
what movie's that?
Runaway bride.
Okay. And that was on the day.
In the movie, she runs away from three weddings, I think. On the day.
In a row?
Yeah, not in a row, but in her life.
In her life.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got commitment issues.
Yeah, she's got issue.
I was just interested to find out if anyone's actually pulled the pin before the wedding or even after a proposal. I think once you've gone that far, that's it.
Imagine. I've always wondered, has anyone said no?
What, added a proposal?
Will you marry me?
No.
Nah, not doing
it. You don't ask unless you know.
I would be the type of person, if I didn't want to, I'd say yes at the time if it was in front of people. And
really?
Then I'd probably say afterwards, be like, look, before he told anyone like that we knew, I'd probably say, hey.
So let the good feelings wear off and then break the bad news.
I don't know. I just wouldn't like to do that to someone in front of, if it was in front of people.
It's a tough one.
Be horrible.
Maybe I'll break it off with Jamie just for a good story.
Like Jamie told me she's waiting.
Oh, she's left it a long time.
She knows that it's not till next year, so she's got plenty of time to tell you the real answer.
To be the runaway bride.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
We've just posted a video to our Facebook page.
Yeah, the video that we're talking about right now. It's gone viral on the internet. And if you haven't seen it, it's of a Russian model, Instagram model. Her name is Victoria Odinkova. She's 23. And it's a video of her dangling on a 73-story skyscraper in Dubai.
Straight off the edge.
Kenyang Tower. it's called.
When we saw it, I thought there's got to be a harness involved there. They got a harness under their clothes. No harness.
So it's a guy.
Yes,
and they're holding hands, like they've got the monkey grip happening, and then they lower her down where she's completely hanging by just one hand from this guy, and then she lets go of her other hand and they take a photo.
My palms are sweaty just talking about it. Watching the video, it is crazy.
300 metres up they are. You need to go have a look at the video.
She's attractive, but she's not very smart.
You know how many followers she's got on Instagram?
How many?
3.2 million followers on Instagram.
Is it worth the followers?
No, it's not.
To risk your life. Are you on her Instagram page?
Yes.
Is the pic on there?
The video's on here.
Oh, the video's on there.
566,000 views it's had on Instagram.
Is that worth it?
No.
No amount of money would get me over that ledge.
There's some pictures as well.
Okay. And you said the police are now involved.
Oh, they're not happy. The Dubai police.
What's happening?
What would you think would happen?
Oh.
Because obviously it's illegal.
Massive fines. I don't know. What's happened?
The only thing that they've done is they've made her pledge not to do it again.
Oh, okay.
Geez, that's
it. You really got to her.
Oh, you're really laying down the law, the Dubai police.
Can I say, do you think behind closed doors they're like, hey, great publicity. That is a very nice shot from up there.
Yeah, but they don't want people to do that kind of thing. No,
how did they even get up there?
I don't know. Top? I'm not sure.
Well, Angela's watched the video. Morning, Angela.
Morning.
Good morning.
In Killarney Vale this morning.
What did you think of it?
It was really, like, it got to me. Every time something goes happen, I'd close my eyes and like, please don't tell me she's going to fall. Please don't tell me. And then I'd have to look just to see if something happened.
I've been trying to put into words how it made me feel when I watched it for the first time, and I can't even describe it. It's one of, not many videos online make me look away that much, and I just couldn't even bring myself to see what happened. How much, what cost could we put on it, Angela, for you to do it? Is there any amount of money that you'd dangle off the side of it?
$1 million.
$1 million bucks.
No, I could not have any amount of money pay me to do that.
Because it's pretty much saying, how much money are you willing to take
to risk your life? Yeah. See, the thing, her face in the video isn't even scared.
She's kind of just relaxed.
Yeah, and just, this guy's just holding her by the elbow and the arm, and that's it. So
it's crazy to see because there's more and more videos that are popping up online of stuff like this. I saw a guy riding a BMX bike on top of a skyscraper where it's like inches.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
The guy should have messed with her and just sort of went, oh.
But I guess this is a lesson for those people, because if you do that kind of thing, the Dubai police will say, you need to pledge not to do it again,
they'll
guys.
Really crack down on you.
Oh, they're cracking down.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM. Hello, Free and Gaunzy's Sticky Hotline.
All right, so it's your turn. I've done lots of research this morning into the business that I'm going to let you call.
How much research?
Oh, at least 30 seconds.
Okay, great.
So I've done a bit of business.
For anyone that hasn't heard this before, it is our Sticky Hotline. So we have to call a business. You only get one call. That's it. You put in the phone call. You need to get a day off for an employee that doesn't necessarily work there.
And you have to get them to say within the phone call.
You can have the day off.
You can have the day off. Okay. You can say whatever you want to say to make that happen.
Whatever is going to make that happen.
Whatever excuse.
Phone call. We are keeping a tally. You've got 3 days off so far out of four. I've got one out of three. This is my fourth
call. I feel like our boss, Yammo, should honour those days off.
Okay, so everyone that you get off, you get
I actually
day
get
off.
It off.
Not bad.
Oh, I like that
That's an
idea.
Incentive.
Yeah.
I like
anyway,
that.
This morning,
okay.
You're going to call a paint business.
Paint, yes.
So lots of employees, big warehouse, lots of paint. It's happening.
All right, leave it with me.
Or I'm going to punch in the number here.
Okay.
Hold on.
Here we go. Oh.
Here we go.
Main place, Jeff speaking, to help you.
Jeff, it's Josh, mate. How are you going?
Oh, I'm good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Hey, are you managing there today?
Am I here?
Are you managing there today?
Yeah.
Do you do the rosters?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, because I've got a shift this week. I'm just trying to, I've got to swap days or get out of the shift if possible.
Oh, who are you after, mate?
Whoever does the rosters there. I've been doing it.
I think you're at the wrong shop.
Well, how many people work there?
No, mate, this is paint place.
Yeah, how many employees?
Only one.
Oh, just the one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, is it just you?
Yeah, you must have the wrong shop.
Oh, mate. here's me thinking I've got a shift and just you work there. You should take the day off.
Oh, I'd love to.
I bet. Do you want me to do the shift for you?
Hi.
Oh, do you want me to come in and do a shift for you and you can have a day off?
Lovely thought.
All right, mate. Pretty tough to get a work, day off at a workplace with only one person, so.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Hey, See you later. If I did work there, would you give me the day off?
Oh, I don't know about that. It
doesn't sound like you can.
No, I can't.
All right, mate. Good to chat to you.
All right, cheers, mate.
I see you, mate. You're a legend. Bye. One employee.
Oh, that is rough.
That's brutal.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Oh, I get
unfortunately, no day off for you. That is hilarious. How many employees?
Just me.
So he was probably going to pick up on that you didn't work.
Yeah. Mm. So you're saying no points?
No points.
That's a shame.
Brutal.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Have you seen they've released details of the brand new iPhone 8?
I did see this.
Over the weekend, which they think's going to come out in September.
Is it? This year?
Yeah.
Oh, that I'll be due.
They've been saying that for a while, that they were going to do a big upgrade even from the 7 to the 8.
Okay.
But to be honest, I'm not that impressed with the upgrade from what I've seen of the details.
To be honest, I don't want the new one looking at yours.
Why?
Oh, like it doesn't have a headphone jack and it's got a different...
So you're still on the iPhone 6, I'm on the iPhone 7.
Yeah, 6S.
And to be honest, between the 6S and the 7, there's not that much difference.
Yeah, but you don't even have a head jack.
Yeah, but it comes with a cable that connects to your... Yeah, I know. It's to make more money.
I know.
So you have to go buy new headphones
and
stuff. But it's also to make it more waterproof as well. So there's, you know...
Yeah, but is it fully waterproof?
I never take it in the water with me. I don't know.
Exactly. So what's the point? Just give us the headphone jack.
In case you drop it in the toilet. Once you upgrade, you get used to it. You don't even think about the old jack anymore. You're living in the past, man.
I like the past.
You're living in the olden days of 2015.
I like the olden days.
Well, you stay back there because I'm going to get with the times. So here's some of the details of the new iPhone 8.
What's it got?
Okay, here's what they're rattling off. A 5.8-inch, they're going to go down the TV road, OLED. You know how they're doing OLED TVs?
Yes, yep.
They're going to do an OLED screen on your iPhone. What size are these? 5.8, is that bigger or smaller?
Not a clue.
Could be about the same size. Wireless charging.
That's cool.
New one.
Now that is cool.
So you don't even need to plug it in.
I've always thought that would be an
wireless
awesome
charging.
Thing. Have a little pad like next to your bed on your bedside table. You just throw it on there.
Only downside is they're saying it could cause the phone to overheat. And if your phone already gets hot as it is.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so there's some radiation for you.
Awesome.
Coming your way. What have we got here? We've got the sides to be made of stainless steel. And the back to be made of glass on the new iPhone 8.
Remember they did that. I can't remember what model it was. Was it the iPhone 4? It had the glass screen and then the glass back. So then both sides could get smashed.
And that was the big upgrade.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Now double the screen to replace.
I want a see-through one. I just want full glass.
Yeah, see-through would be cool.
Full kind of see-through with the
But then people
screen.
Could see what you're texting.
The big thing that they're sort of banking on is this new 3D sensing technology.
So, I hate anything 3D, to be honest.
So this is so it recognises your facial and gesture recognition. So you can scan in with your face. What? Bang. That means I could get into Leonardo DiCaprio's phone, you know, if I just did that to see your face.
Sure you did. You know, 70% of what people say when they're joking, they actually believe.
So, you know. Come on.
You've said it a few times now when you were joking.
Okay, fine. So, Robert Pattinson's phone then. What?
All right.
Well, you tell me whose phone?
Zach Galifianakis.
Well, if I find it, I'd try.
You should take that compliment. That's a compliment for you.
What, the fat guy from Hangover?
He's all right. He's not bad.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
I tried.
It's a low
blow.
Anyway, they reckon it's out in September, brand new iPhone 8. And I've got that thing where I can opt out of my contract.
Oh, can you?
At a convenient price of $250.
That's not bad.
You'd pay that for the new iPhone.
Yeah, maybe.
The thing I get annoyed about, just quickly, is I believe they're sitting on a goldmine of a phone. Like, they would have invented something awesome that does 3D printing the whole deal, and they just release these tiny little bits at a time. So suckers like us.
Yeah, and that's why.
Galifianakis-looking guys like us buy it.
And that's why they work for Apple and you work here. Yeah.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Go on, give me this big story you've been saving.
Oh, well, it's, you know.
I'm excited to hear it.
Don't build it up too much, but anyway, crazy weather over the weekend, right? And on Friday, the storm started to roll in, and probably the heaviest storm I've seen since we've been on the coast.
Mine was last night. I was in
Terrigal on Friday afternoon, though, and it was cracking hard. Storms were coming down hard.
Nothing compared to last night in Terrigal,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I went to get a haircut on Friday, and I live on the peninsula, and Patch, my dog's been getting out the backyard.
Yeah.
He's found another place to get out. So I thought, I'll keep him inside for an hour. I'm only going for an hour to get a haircut. Well, the storms hadn't even started at this stage. So I shut off the back doors, which is where he normally goes out to go to the bathroom, and I left the front deck open.
Mm-hmm.
So I left the front deck thinking.
So he can't get outside?
He can go out on the front deck. But how high do you. You guys have been to my place. How high would you say my front deck
is? Pretty high.
How many stories? 3-4 stories?
Probably.
Two stories?
Two stories, I'd say.
Pretty high. Anyway, I'm getting a haircut. I get out from getting a haircut and I get this phone call from my neighbour. And I think, the only time my neighbour calls me when I'm not home is something to do with Patch.
Yep.
And straight away I thought, he can't go out the back. The only place he can go is out the front.
Which there's nowhere to go. It's a balcony.
It's a balcony, but he can jump over the balcony.
What? Onto the ground?
Exactly what he did on Friday.
It's like 15 metres up.
That's what I'm saying. I thought, he's dead. I thought, my dog's dead.
You would think so.
She called me and she started the phone call with, hey, just want to let you know. And I went, oh, no. Patch has jumped off the balcony. She goes, I've got Patch here and his thumb is bent backwards.
Oh, God.
And straight away I thought, okay, is that it? Is that all that's wrong with him? Is there anything else?
Nothing compared
that's
to what
nothing.
Should have happened.
Should be gone. Easily should be gone. And I said, well, is there anything else? She goes, no, just the thumb. That's it. And he seems to be fine. Mm. He's running around. He's fine. In the storm, he's got so scared, he's jumped over a two-story balcony onto the ground. And the only thing that's got... This dog's made of steel. Blue English Staffy. He's made of steel, this dog.
That is ridiculous.
It's amazing. It's amazing that he's not dead, honestly, from that jump.
Is she sure that's how...
Well, I got home and I thought, okay, well, I'll check the back balcony. And I thought, I'll check the back door, thinking maybe he pushed the laundry door open. I got home. There's no possible way he could have got into the backyard from the house.
Because I just can't see that happening. Because if a human fell off there...
You'd break your legs, right?
Oh, you'd break your legs for sure.
Easily break your legs.
If not die.
Yeah, this is the picture of his little thumb. And it's not... I mean, it's only minor. But the nail's kind of bent backwards.
The nail's kind of bent back, but...
And that's it.
Not really anything.
I got a super dog.
That's ridiculous. You need to, like, is he... He needs to be kind of...
What?
I don't know, a dog whisperer in or something.
Is he all there?
Because that's not normal.
Well, no, he gets scared. Dogs get scared of the storms, don't they? Animals are crazy things.
But he gets out a lot.
He comes looking for us.
I know, but he gets out whether there's a storm or not, right?
He's Houdini is what we call him.
Yeah, he is dog Houdini.
I never thought he'd jump off the balcony, though, a two-story balcony.
That's his latest big stunt.
Never thought he would do that, but he's fine. I got home to pick him up and he came down and...
So what's the plan now? You can't leave that front balcony open.
I need to fix the top back fence so he can't get out.
He got away with it this time, but I doubt he'd get away with it again.
I know. So we're lucky with that.
Super lucky.
That's the thing. But I was just before I picked him up on the way home, or after I picked him up, sorry, I went to BP because there was a whole power outage on the peninsula. And I thought of you because the only place open on the whole peninsula with the power outage was BP.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've gone in there to get some supplies, you know, snacks and stuff. And it was dark and there was all these people flooding in trying to get food and stuff. And this guy goes to me at the front counter. He goes, you know, this is the zombie apocalypse. And I thought... I thought, Bree, this is Bree's dream. You've been talking about this for a long time.
Seriously, about time it was happening. Yeah. I actually thought that last night. I legit thought that. I thought, this is it here.
But it was dark. There was no one else around. And there was this guy. This guy came in off his face.
Oh.
Yeah, and he kind of did look a bit like a zombie, and the guy said to me, this is it, you know.
So I'm glad the only person who thinks the same as me is a guy who's off his face.
Just you.
Couple of off-their-face peeps. We're going to be the ones who survive, you know.
Yeah.
We'll be the last ones here.
It'll be you and the crazies.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Hey, we're piecing together one little piece of party at a time, our first birthday.
Free and Gaunzy's first birthday party. Perfect birthday celebration. It must be Kincumber Pub.
Okay, so
McKinney Pub is where it's at next Friday.
Always a good one. Big thanks to those guys for the perfect birthday celebration or any celebration. It has to be Kincumber Pub, but so far we've taken suggestions on Irish dancing, which we're going to be doing on the night. We've got some. We've got a crew coming along to do that.
Karaoke. I'm a big advocate for the karaoke.
You want to do some fire breathing?
Some fire breathing, even fire twirling.
Fire twirling.
We've singed an eyebrow off before, though.
So. We've made the suggestion that this be our party track for all parties.
Fire it all.
It is hard to go past that.
I love this song.
It gets you in the mood.
That's our pick.
But look, we thought we'd throw it out there this morning, 13, 12, 16, because it's not just us that get to have a say.
It's your party.
Exactly. So we want to take some suggestions on 13, 12, 16 for party anthem songs for the party. Let's go to Neil in San Remo. Morning, Neil.
Morning, Neil.
Morning.
Morning, mate.
What's your suggestion this morning?
A Destination Unknown.
Oh, that would be this one.
Destination Unknown.
Oh, okay.
Wait till it kicks in.
Here we go. Yeah. Is that because we don't know where we're going to go or where we could end up after the Kincumber Pub?
That's true. That's it.
We could end up anywhere.
That's it.
Okay.
I like this song because that song was big when I first started clubbing.
Right. Okay. So, and how do you say his name? Alex Gordino?
Gordino.
Alex Gordino. All right, Neil, thanks
for the suggestion.
Let's go to Daniel, who's in Carry-On this morning. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Dan.
Hey, Gorney, how are you, mate? Dan the Chippy.
Dan the Chippy, how are you, mate?
I'm here too, Dan.
Bree's there.
Just here.
G'day,
Bree. Hey, Dan, what do you got for us?
Oh, I got horses, but no, break my. That's the way it's gonna be, little
darling. We'll be riding on the horse. Always a good suggestion, that one. Can't go wrong with that. Hey, Dan, are you the one that. You're not the one that hits us up every day on Facebook inbox and wants us to play it, are you? It's not you.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be there, mate. There's Luke Hargrave.
Yeah, he's too busy. Dan's too busy doing the chippy thing. Yeah. All right, and have you got tickets to our first birthday party yet?
No, not yet, mate.
All right. Keen to come along, though. We've got another Dan who wants to come along as well. Dan in Tumbiambi. Morning, mate.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning. What's your suggestion this morning?
It is Butterfly by Crazy Town. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly,
sugar, baby. Come, my lady, the one who wonders themselves. Crazy Town, Butterfly. Out of all the songs in the world, why that one?
It's just a really good song I started listening to when I was younger.
And it gets you
stuck ever since.
Get you
That's
pumped
a
up
mellow
the party.
Party.
Yeah. It hasn't set this room firing, unfortunately, Dan, I've got to say. It hasn't got this
Not
room
Not the best
cranking.
Reception.
Trent, this morning. Morning, Trent.
Morning, Trent. Trent.
Morning, Trent.
Trent and Campbell.
We might have to roll without Trent this morning. His suggestion was this one. For the party. That's throwing it back. To the sweat drop down my... I knew that bit was blanked out and wanted to see
you
around with it. Yeah. So he made that suggestion this morning, but he made a double suggestion. Kelly Rowland and David Guetta. What are we going to go with this morning?
God, he had some good suggestions at the end.
Yeah, loads of good one. So this is, we're just taking nominations. So this is going to be, we're going to have finalists and then pick the song, right? So this isn't the winner of the actual song today.
We need
it's just
to,
the, yeah.
There's a couple of times we're doing it later on this morning.
Okay.
But in the final, probably.
In the final.
Probably Horses, Daryl Braithwaite.
Oh.
And I'm going to say Neil with Destination.
Okay.
I reckon.
All right, those two both get tickets.
They're
what
into
do you reckon?
The. Are they going into the final?
Oh, I meant like in the lead up to the party, not later on this morning.
Oh, yeah.
You put them in, so.
Yeah, if you want to give them both tickets.
Both tickets this morning. You keen to come along, Dan?
Yeah, I'll be there.
And Neil?
Sweet as.
Lock it in. Gonna be, little darling. All right, another a couple of double passes. Give it away right there.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
The old school birthday banger this morning, Christina Aguilera with Dirty. What year was that number one?
2002. The song that took away my child innocence.
15 years ago. 15 years ago. How old were you 15 years ago? 13.
My mum said I cut the crutch out of a pair of tracksuit pants.
Walked around the house singing Dirty.
No lie. My mum was not happy. They were a pair of Adidas tracksuit pants and they were very expensive.
They weren't the snap ones, were they, where you could snap them down the side?
No, I wouldn't ruin those.
They need to make a comeback. Pants, weren't they great?
God, I was an idiot as a child.
Hey, it's Christina Aguilera. She's kind of cleaned up her act now. She's pretty straighty.
Yeah, she's not really in the news much for anything bad.
I'm just looking at her latest tweet. Always interested to find out what they've been up to lately.
I'm a massive fan of hers.
Oh, yeah. She's doing ads for Oreo now.
Is she?
The biscuit, yeah. So that's her latest tweet.
Yeah, she teamed up a few of Oreos.
Doing some dunk challenge or something like that.
Okay.
With Shaq's doing one
she's
as well.
She's got a couple Shaquille of kids. O'Neal.
Does she?
Yeah, she had a couple of kids and she was married and then she got divorced and then she was bisexual for a bit.
With who?
Oh, a couple of model chicks. Yeah. I think she's back on the straighty 180
right,
road.
Right, but you never know when they go back.
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
They always come back.
They always come back. Christina, what a life.
Ex-Tina. That's what she called herself back in the day when she was going through that stage.
Can you show me some of the models that she dated for a while?
I'm
interested to see who she went out with. I didn't know that. That's news to me.
Yeah, it was in the news and stuff.
Who'd she go out with?
Do you remember?
Who?
Samantha Ronson.
The DJ?
Yeah, not as hot.
I'll still take it.
The models haven't been named in any of these articles.
Oh, right, okay,
though,
yeah.
So I'll keep looking.
Yeah, so it's just like all the models that I went out with, in my
never gets
days.
Reported on.
Never gets.
Definitely happened, though.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
I've got a problem. And I'm about to tee off on something that I have had an issue with for quite a while.
Okay.
And I'm about to tee off on this.
If you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems.
And kitten heels are my main one. I've had enough.
Sorry, what are they?
Kitten heels.
Kitten heels.
Oh, I'm about to inform you. I bet you hate them too. You just don't know it.
I don't know if I've even heard of them, but I'll find out right now.
So a kitten heel, Gaunzy. Yes. Is a high heel shoe that's approximately 2.5 to 3 centimetres high. It's the really short heel. So have you ever seen ladies wearing those and they're really tiny and you look at them and you think, well, is there any point?
Aren't they more comfortable though? And they just give you that little tiny bit of height. Isn't that the...
And they look horrible. That's the shoe.
Do they not look good?
That is the exact one. I have a real issue. I'm about to tee off on kitten heels.
What's your problem with them?
They just are... pointless.
So purely just pointless and ugly.
I'm sick of ladies being made to wear kitten heels to work because they have to wear a high heel shoe. I say get rid of the kitten heel. It's all over. They were made popular back in the 50s by Audrey Hepburn. She died years ago. Ban the kitten heel.
If you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems.
And kitten heels are my main one. The rat patrol on the
patrol. Okay.
I'm taking a stand here at CFM.
Hard for me to get involved as I've never worn a kitten heel, I've got to say. I've got to be honest. I don't share the passion. The passion with me isn't as real.
I've never worn a kitten heel, but every time I see a lady wearing a kitten heel, I just think, well, you've given up.
You've never tested it.
I've never worn them and I never will.
How do you know you don't like it?
Because I can see what they look like on other people. Oh. I need people to call right now on 13, 12, 16. If you want to tee off on me... If you want to stand up for the kitten heel right now, maybe you're a kitten heel wearer.
What sort of lady wears a kitten heel? What sort of, who are we talking?
We're talking.
Don't generalise, but yeah, I mean generalise.
I'm going to say I'm hoping it's because they have to wear a heel to work, and I feel for you in that case.
Okay.
If you have to wear heels to work and it's a part of the dress code, then fair enough. I'm taking a stand for that too. You should be able to wear flats.
So if anyone's being forced into the kitten heel... We'll look for that this morning.
Exactly.
13, 12, 16.
If you're taking a stand with me on the kitten heel, if you think it's as ugly as what I think it is, call as well. 13, 12, 16. Are you on the bandwagon?
Ladies, unite. Fellas, if you're wearing them, I'm interested to hear that too. 13, 12, 16.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
I've got an issue this morning, and that issue is with the kitten heel.
If you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems.
And kitten heels are my main one.
Watch gangster.
It's about time we got rid of the kitten heel, people.
Just explain for people who don't know the kitten heel, because so first for me today.
The kitten heel, think of a high heel shoe.
Yes.
That is the tiniest possible heel that you can get.
Okay.
And that's the kitten heel.
And you want it gone. Never tried it. Never worn one.
I will never wear one, because every time I see someone wearing it, I'm like, oh, they've given up.
Refuse. 13, 12, 16 is their number. Are you putting it up there with Crocs?
It would be on the same level as Crocs. I'm saying it. I've put it out there.
Same level.
The kitten heel.
Oh.
It's not great. Audrey Hepburn made it famous back in the 1950s.
She was cool.
And it's literally a training heel. That's what it was made for back in the 1950s for teenage girls.
Right.
A training heel to build their way up to a real high heel.
More comfortable than stilettos.
It's a high heel and it's an imposter.
13, 12, 16 is our number. We got these tickets to the Weber Circus if you're keen to get those. Family pass by giving us a call, 13, 12, 16.
I want to know, are you wearing the kitten heel?
Kimberly.
Hi.
At the entrance. Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Are you wearing the kitten heel, Kimberly?
I don't wear them. I work in a shoe shop.
Yes.
A shoe shop.
Yes. And a lot of older people come in and get them, like mothers of the bride.
Okay.
Buy them. And a lot of tall people like yourself, Bree.
Yes.
Who can't wear stilettos. They get the kitten heels too.
I took a vow a long time ago, Kimberly, even though I'm a giant and stilettos make me even bigger.
Super tall.
I would rather be a giant and people question whether I'm a man or a woman than wear the kitten heel.
Do you sell many kitten heels? How many do you sell?
We do. We sell a fair bunch. They're not as popular as the stilettos, but then if you don't want a flat and you don't want a stiletto, they're the next thing.
Here we go, Kimberly. Do you think they look good? Your personal opinion.
Oh, come on. Yes.
And that's coming from a professional
in a shoe shop. She knows her stuff. Yes.
And Crocs or kitten heel, what's worse?
Oh, Crocs are the worst.
Okay,
Crocs
so you're bad. Saying they outrank the kitten heel in the ugly department?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
They're all on the same level.
There's an expert there. I mean, working at a shoe shop. Let's go to Tara in Somersby. Morning, Tara.
Morning, Tara.
Morning.
Morning. Are you a kitten heel wearer, Tara?
Yeah, No way. You're either no heels or high heels.
I love it, Tara. You're with me?
You're with Bree on that one?
Absolutely.
Let's boycott the kitten heel.
I just want to hear from someone who's worn the kitten heels to find out why they wear them and what's so good about them. Have you ever tried them?
No one would be proud enough.
No one.
I love it, Tara. Whoever wears kitten heels are wearing them because they don't want any guys to talk to them.
Have you tried it for yourself, Tara?
No, you don't even try it.
I love it, Tara. You and I are on the same wavelength.
Is anyone calling through that has worn the kitten heel, Rach?
Whitney. It's calls coming through.
Whitney, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, yeah.
We're going to get to the bottom of this, Whitney. Do you wear a kitten heel?
Man, it sucks. I have to wear one of these for work. We're not allowed to have too high of a heel, but we have to wear a heel.
It's pretty much torture for you, Whitney, and I feel for you on that.
Thank you. It's terrible, and I can't wait to get them off at the end of the day. It's just hideous.
Do they make you feel ugly, Whitney?
Yes,
I agree. I have a right to call your boss. I will call your boss and I will tell him. It is an absolute...
How do you know it's a him?
Is it a him?
Well, both male and females. It's mixed boss brain.
To be honest, it's just a rule in most workplaces, isn't it?
Oh, I know. Some days I just want to put my real heels on, but... You know, we're not allowed to wear certain lengths.
Oh, no. Whitney.
Oh, the pain.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I've got a husband, yes.
Okay, well, she's lucky there because if she didn't, her job is pretty much stopping her from getting one.
Now, look, Whitney, I'm going to put it out there right now. Burn the kitten heels.
Yes! Let's burn the kitten heel along with all of our bras, Whitney.
Get rid of it.
Feminists in 2017.
No bras, no heels.
And hair under the arm.
Let it fly free.
Yes.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.